You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 233, Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. This week's Lyrics Undercover focuses on what it might mean to be born American. In 1984, Bruce Springsteen answered that question with a hard and often misunderstood hit, Born in the USA. Growing up in Freehold, New Jersey, Bruce Springsteen refused to accept the limitations of a working-class life, instead finding his American dream in music. His earliest albums, Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey, The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle, and Born to Run were all works about flight from dead-end small-town life. In 1980, with The River, he began to look at social conditions. His characters still had big hopes, but they settled for less. He'd never viewed himself as a political artist, but that changed with the nuclear accident at Three Mile Island. He joined fellow artists in the No Nukes Benefit concert in 1979. After reading Ron Kovic's Vietnam memoir, Born on the 4th of July, Springsteen staged a benefit concert to raise funds for and raise awareness of the Vietnam Veterans of America. The vets hadn't really been kindly received upon their return, as many Americans were unable to separate the warriors from the war. The veterans had earned both respect and more help than they were getting. The song is a tribute to Springsteen's friends who didn't come back and a protest of the hardship faced by those who did return. It also reflected his evolving thoughts about being an American. In 1981, he remarked to a New Jersey audience, quote, "The idea of America is that there would be a place for everybody, no matter where you came from. You could help make a life that had some decency and dignity to it. But like all ideals, that idea got real corrupted. Didn't know what the government I lived under was doing. It's important to know about the things around you." The song was initially written in 1981 for a film Paul Schrader was considering. A more formal acoustic guitar demo was made in January 1982, but it was shelved after Springsteen's producer felt the song didn't have the right melody to match the lyrics and that it didn't fit well with the rest of the Nebraska material. In March 1982, Springsteen reconfigured the song with a different melody line and musical structure, and the song was recorded with the full E Street Band. Many miss Springsteen's point, selectively hearing only the catchy chorus. Conservative columnist George Will crowned the artist a Yankee Doodle Springsteen. He praised Springsteen as an example of classic American values, writing, "I have not got a clue about Springsteen's politics, if any, but flags get waved at his concerts while he sings about hard times. He is no whiner, and the recitation of closed factories and other problems always seem to be punctuated with a grand, cheerful acclamation. Born in the USA." This kind of take on the song led critic Grail Marcus to write, "Clearly, the key to the enormous explosion of Bruce's popularity is the misunderstanding. He is a tribute to the fact that people hear what they want to hear." Ronald Reagan referenced Springsteen during a 1984 campaign stop in Hammertown, New Jersey, saying, quote, "America's future rests in a thousand dreams inside your hearts. It rests in the message of hope and song so many Americans admire. New Jersey's own Bruce Springsteen. And helping you make those dreams come true is what this job of mine is about." Springsteen's response to Reagan was tongue-in-cheek. "The president was mentioning my name the other day, and I kind of got to wondering what his favorite album must have been. I don't think it was the Nebraska album. I don't think he was listening to that one." Reagan's attempt to align his America with the one described by Springsteen is ironic. A suspension of disbelief is needed to imagine that he agreed with Springsteen's vision, America as a place where dreams of well-being were increasingly allowed only to those of privilege. It is possible to listen only to the chorus and take the song as a patriotic hymn. The lyrics, though, paint a picture of a Vietnam vet who has lost his brother, his hope, and his faith in the country. This is a tale of devastation, of an American who's come back with indelible memories of violence and ruin. The Battle of Khe San involved the North Vietnamese Army, not the Viet Cong, but it became one of the symbols of the futility of the war. The draft filled the Army's ranks. Many, if not most, of that fighting force was made up of those unable to get deferments. Springsteen has said that the song is about, quote, a working class man in the midst of a spiritual crisis in which the man is left lost. It's like he has nothing left to tie him into society anymore. He's isolated from the government, isolated from his family, to the point where nothing makes sense. Speaking of how the song has been misinterpreted, he has said, quote, in my songs, the spiritual part, the hope part, is in the choruses. The blues and your daily realities are in the details of the verses. The spiritual comes out in the choruses, which I got from gospel music in the church. As Springsteen was writing the song, the country was going through a severe recession, with unemployment at around 7.5% through the end of 1981. Jobs in steel and heavy manufacturing were disappearing in droves. Between 1980 and 1983, 118 savings and loans failed due to poor financial practices and lax oversight. It's not a far cry from the current situation. The song's message feels timeless. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Robin Vitamos and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.